While President Trump continues to push for a physical barrier on the southern border, his administration is rolling out a new policy to block asylum seekers. It's called the Migrant Protection Protocols, but it's known as Remain in Mexico. And it means that some migrants who apply for asylum at the border are made to wait in Mexico until their cases are decided, which could be months or more. The policy started last week at the San Diego-Tijuana border crossing, with just a couple dozen migrants returned to Mexico so far. Reporter Sarah Kenosian has been speaking with some of them and described their reactions to being sent back.
It's sort of a mix of confusion with a little bit of disappointment and anger. And because this was the first batch, it really took people by surprise.
Right. So, as you say, a lot of confusion. For example, one of the people you spoke with was a guy named Alonzo. What's his story?
Yeah, so Alonzo fled Honduras. He was fleeing death threats from the MS-13, and he came with his roommate, Ariel. And they, last Tuesday, lined up to present themselves to apply for asylum in the United States. On Wednesday, they were sent back. And there is a bit of confusion because people are given a court date 45 days in the future. So at first he thinks, you know, I'm going to, after this court date, just go to the United States. So maybe it's fine because I'm only here for another month. But then sort of as the reality is setting in, because he told me that a Mexican official told him it could be a year, he became pretty angry. How am I going to be here a year is what he asked me. They're playing with my life. And so I think that's representative of a lot of people.
Sarah, briefly walk us through what happened to Alonzo and others in his situation once they got to the border.
So once they get to the border, turn themselves into the United States to apply for asylum, a lot of people have told me that they're asking the group that has been let in, who is part of the caravan and who is not part of the caravan, and initially splitting them up that way. They'll then be taken to these holding cells. And then, for instance, in Alonzo's case, he was woken up at 3 in the morning for an interview with an officer who then told him he would be sent back to Tijuana to wait for his court date. And then they were let out with a packet of information.
And told to return to Mexico.
Exactly. Then they were just released back into Tijuana where there was a swarm of reporters.
So in addition to getting that information packet, some of the people you spoke with said they'd been told by border agents to get legal help from a group in Mexico. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this was another sort of curious thing, is that several people told me that the agents who they spoke with told them to go to the offices of El Otro Lado and talk to the American lawyers there.
Al Otro Lado, that's a legal organization, an NGO, correct?
Exactly. They provide legal orientation. El Otro Lado, though, is not on this list of legal service providers that the United States is giving to people. In that packet of information that people receive, there are a list of lawyers, but they're all in the United States.
There's one odd detail here. An alert has actually been placed on the U.S. passports of some of these people working with Al Otro Lado. So two of the directors apparently were recently blocked from entering Mexico. What's that about? Do you know who flagged those passports and why it happened?
Yeah, so when two of the directors were trying to enter into Mexico, they were told by the Mexican government that a foreign government had put an alert on their passports, and then they sent them back to the United States. When I spoke with the State Department, they said that no part of the U.S. government had placed an alert on their passports, and the Mexican government did not get back to me with comment. So it's sort of unclear what's happening, but they definitely feel like these are intimidation tactics for their work on this side of the border, working with migrants.
Journalist Sarah Kenosian speaking with us from Tijuana. Check out her in-depth piece on the Remain in Mexico policy at theworld.org. Good to have you with us today, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you.